The church is small and ornate, warm with deep reds, browns, and gleaming gold. Women wear scarves over their heads, and everyone except the very old and very young are standing. The service lasts about 2.5 hours, a full-body, sensory experience of incense, bells, communion, and almost unbroken song. At the end, two young boys stand in front of the church. Behind them glows the iconostasis, a wall of gilded icons. One boy spins a wooden star representing the Eastern Star, followed by the three kings to the Christ child. The other boy holds a banner stitched with an icon of the Nativity. A candle burns in front of the image representing Christ's light in the world. Everyone exits the church, and the procession begins traveling from house to house singing. In the small homes, bodies press tight against bodies, spilling out the doors as the community, Orthodox and non-Orthodox, comes together. Though many people are gathered, each one of them eats and leaves with gifts. The visiting, sharing, and celebration continue through Saturday. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Any more plates? Have a good one, two, three, four.